There's everybody knows about the People of Walmart little website or whatever it is. And y'all, it's, I wish I could say that that was just false stuff.
No, it's true.
It's not. It's
It's and
true.
I go to Walmart, so maybe I'm being the maybe you'll see me up on there one day. I don't know, but I can tell you what I won't be wearing is skin colored leggings with a shirt that doesn't
Well, I'm
cover
not
my
going to be
boo-hiney.
wearing my thong up in there either.
No, I'm not going to be wearing that anywhere ever. So anyway, boy, this is we have
So,
come in hot.
what happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Gonna tell you it is Monday all day long. Today.
Look, I understand. Look at you and then look at me.
You're looking so sexy.
But look what I have
okay.
on.
Dolly and Reba 2024.
Anyway, it's a no makeup day today. It's a no makeup day today.
I'm just telling you. I don't know. So today, hey, everybody, should I just go ahead and get us
yeah,
in here?
Absolutely. Get us
Hey.
all in.
All right, y'all. We are like, I know what episode we're on. We're on episode 106.
That's right. Yep.
Look at me. Mm-hmm. Well, we are recording on Monday, and I'm just telling Holly that it's been Monday all day long.
She did. She said it's
and
been Monday.
I don't know, y'all, if so. Last week at the high school, one, it was fair week, the fair was in town.
The little
it was
county
home
fair.
The county fair was
Okay.
here,
All right.
and it was homecoming week, and we had a bomb threat and a shooting threat, and I had to go to Walmart.
I know, y'all. She when you called me, I don't know when that was. Was that Friday?
The
I think it was
Thursday.
Friday.
I think no, it was Friday. You're right.
It was Friday because I was out running around and and I could tell I'm on the speak anyway. She's running around in her car and she's just stricken. And she just says all these things that it's homecoming week. And they just had a terrible, you know, bomb through. Everything's fine, but they had someone call in some foolishness at the school. So they were locked down. And then she said, and then I got to go to Walmart as if that was on equal par.
It was. Y'all don't understand
the bomb threat.
How I have to go to Walmart. It is.
It makes her so angry. She calls me every time because she usually go. I guess you usually go to where Kroger or somewhere for your grocery.
Right.
Like
yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you have to go to the Walmart, and she
I
calls
do.
Me, and she's very upset when she has to go there.
God, people just put on some clothes. That's all I'm saying. Put on some clothes.
Listen, and y'all, we've got to stop with the skin colored leggings. We have to stop that.
That is true.
No, I mean, whatever color you are, don't wear the color that goes. Yeah. Don't. Cause I have turned around and done a double take looking at people thinking that they were just hanging
well,
out.
Well, and it also shows like every piece of cellulite in your body too. It's just not a good look. Remember the team? Who was it? John Garrett brought this up.
It
I
was
think
the, it
remember
was
the team. It was Iowa State or Iowa.
Oh, it was. It was Iowa State,
I think
I
so. And they came out, their football players came out, and it was a very unfortunate choice.
It was
because
so
they had on skin colored football tights. I guess, what do you call them? Football
pants. They're pants.
Their pants.
Their
well,
football pants.
They were skin colored, and it
they
looked
were.
Like.
They were
the
white
way,
people skin colored. They weren't black
the way
people skin
their
colored.
Their jerseys were and all that. But you know what? It didn't matter because you're not. You can't really tell their skin color. You're looking at the uniform. It just looks like they're
absolutely.
All.
I'm just making that note because when we say
it's
skin
just,
color, like not everybody has the
I
same
know,
skin color.
But it's still, even a nude skin color on a darker person, it still looks like.
It didn't
like,
matter because they're all covered and they've got their shirts and their long sleeve and they had their
and the
tails
way the
hanging
jersey,
out.
Well, it looked like they were a bunch of naked white men running around their tiny white, tidy whities.
With their tidy whities. It did. It really was something. So you're right. At least, you know, so far we haven't had that. But if you want to see that, you just go to the Walmart.
Go to the Walmart.
You just go, and I love me some Walmart. I'm not trying to be.
Just
listen.
No, just put some clothes on.
But you got to put it on.
There's everybody knows about the People of Walmart Lowell website or whatever it is. And y'all, it's, I wish I could say that that was just false stuff.
No, it's true.
It's not. It's true. It's,
and I go to Walmart. So maybe I'm being the, maybe you'll see me up on there one day. I don't know. But I can tell you what I won't be wearing is skin colored leggings with a shirt that doesn't cover my
boo-hiney.
I'm not going to
be wearing my thong up in there either.
No. I'm not going to be wearing that anywhere ever. So anyway, boy, this is, we have come in hot.
We have come in anyway, hot. Anyway. So Monday, everybody came in and including myself and we were dragging. I mean, it was just we looked like we'd been through like some hurricane or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we were dragging. Mm-hmm. The kids were, so first period I was going to teach on vegetables. And then I realized we were making a bunch of pies tomorrow. So I decided to change what I was doing and teach pies. And I went and ran down there and made all my pie copies. And and I taught pies first period.
You taught pies.
I taught pies.
That is wonderful. That is so fantastic.
Well, and then they needed the seniors to come sign up for the ACT. Mm. And so the National Guard rep came in my room second period and started talking and stuff, and that got us distracted. And I say, seniors, this is a good time. If y'all need to go sign up for your ACT, go down to Ayers, mm-hmm. which is where they're doing all this stuff.
Okay.
And register for the ACT because we're taking that October 1st. This is a good time for y'all to do it because I'm not an academic class. You know, it's just good to, and I thought it would take like 10 minutes. They were gone nearly the entire class period. So I didn't teach pies.
Why were they gone that long? Period.
I don't know. I don't know what
it
took.
You know, they were dilly-dallying in the hallways.
No, they were with adults doing it. They go to the Arabs counselors. And anyway, and they get busted if they're in the hall. So anyway, so then I look at my third period and I say, hey, y'all go sign up for the, seniors go sign up for the ACT, knowing it's going to take the whole period. But by that time, I'm done. So that's what we did today. We
signed up for the ACT. You had people sign up for the ACT. That sounds amazing. That sounds like you got a lot done. You're helping the youths of America.
Is something.
And that
then,
is something.
And then I had to go to Kroger and I had to go unpack all that. And I had to go back to the meat market and I had to unpack all that. Mm. And I forgot my computer at school. So I had to go back and get my computer.
Now that's happened a few times, your little brain.
And there's some drama in the neighborhood. So
really, what's the scoop? What's the skinny? What's the tea?
Okay.
You can do it without. So ain't nobody gonna know.
Listen, I was madder today than I've been. I mean, I was that calm, angry. And I looked at my students and I said, hey, do y'all see this look on my face right now? And they said, yeah. I said, if I ever look like this, you need to get it out of my way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you've done something to make me. Anyway.
Right.
So here's what's happening. So I live in the historical district of our little city. And we do all kinds of stuff down here. It's really fun. And it's really, we do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something going on November 2nd. I don't know. Some harvest festival on the other, it's not going to involve my end of College Street, but the other end.
Like by the park or by the river?
Yeah. From the park to, you know, the stop sign.
Okay.
From just down the street from me.
Okay. You know? All right.
So none of us really know. There's one woman who knows what's going on. I don't know. All I'm hearing is what's in our little neighborhood group chat.
Right.
None of us know anything. Evidently, they were going to shut down the street. They were going to, I have no idea. I'm sitting here right now telling you, I have no idea.
Mm.
So a woman who lives on the street where all that's going on, just ask a question. She was like, what? She said, I don't know what's going on. We've not gotten a letter from the city. We've not gotten, and there was a meeting today at a restaurant here at noon, supposedly to talk to some of the city people.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. Carry on. Sorry, I was getting FaceTimed.
but again, we never got anything from the city telling us that there was a meeting. This is just coming from somebody in the group chat. I'm like, what is going on? Nobody knows. So this one woman who does live on that end, she said, you know, it would have been nice for the city to you know, discuss this with us before making solid plans.
Sure.
And the
because
other
you all
woman,
live there. Right.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or just to give us some information. I mean, just let us know what's going on. They haven't. So the woman who does know everything that's going on, she comes in and says, she says, "Oh my gosh, why do they need to tell us everything that's going on? Why are you such a jerk?" And then she said, "When I first moved here, I thought the people in this neighborhood were going to be neighborly and fun, but I was wrong." And I was like,
okay. All right.
She says a lot of things like this. She jumps on the neighbors for all kinds. And I just stay out of it. I don't sit.
Yes.
But today, you don't call this sweet little old lady over there a jerk. I came in and I said, it's courtesy. And it would have been nice for us to have some official letter from the city explaining what's going on. I'm glad that you know. But she was not out of line. She was well within her rights asking questions as to what's going to be going on around her home. This is where we live.
Right.
These are our lives. These are our plans.
Right.
It would have been nice for the city. She can ask those questions without being called names.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You know, you just never know.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh my goodness. Well, all the drama. You're right.
The neighborhood drama. So I've had that all afternoon. So that's it. That's the drama in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Whatever.
People need to settle down.
People need to calm down.
They need to calm it down. That is for sure. Well, around here, this weekend, you know, I've hit a little bit of overwhelm, mentally, just sort of kind of physically and mentally. But you know, I mean, I've got a vintage booth to get ready for the holidays. I have to manage all this inventory that's all over my house, which I'm working on today. I need to clean out the garage to make room for that. I'm moving my mother-in-law to a new apartment and planning a wedding, and I'm finishing upstairs bedrooms for the people coming at the wedding. But you know what I did this weekend, Joni?
Nothing. Did you crash and watch football?
I watched football, and I reorganized all my makeup. I bought new makeup organizers and I reorganized my makeup because it's not going to organize itself.
Well, how about that?
So that's what happens when I get to overwhelm. I either do just crap or I'm like, this makeup, it needs to be handled right now.
So listen, the unfortunate thing about that is that Holly was not at my house because there was something that happened that overwhelmed her. And I came home and my entire kitchen was redone. And it was awesome. So
you're saying when I feel that, I need
to come to my house. Gosh. Yes. It was awesome.
It was good. Well, it was therapeutic because it wasn't any of my situation. I was just like, here's a cabinet.
Do you know? So listen. So last week I talked about that I was anxious to get my butt pellet refilled.
Yes.
You know what my neighbor needs? She needs the butt pellet.
Well, I think you ought to send that coupon code you sent me to her.
I think you ought to send that
referral code right her way.
So anyway, so yes. And then Tuesday, a couple days later, it kicked in. I was feeling mighty fine.
Oh,
so you know what I did? Saturday morning, I jumped out of bed.
What?
I got Ron up. And actually, I did not get him up.
Oh.
I emptied all of the chest of drawers. Shut up. It's Monday. The chest of drawers. I took out all the drawers, emptied them, took them downstairs outside, and I sanded three drawers before Ron Shank ever got up. And then I got him up and I said, "Help me carry this out." Mm-hmm. And my 55-year-old self carried that chest of drawers down the stairs.
Well,
and I sanded it all down.
Oh. And you then sanded. I wouldn't have even sanded yet.
I sanded it.
You did a beautiful job. Okay. I'm excited.
And then I carried it back upstairs and put it on a tarp and I painted it.
Okay. How's it looking?
It's looking good.
It's looking good.
And then I got my those little drawer pulls, mm-hmm. and I put those on. But the top two, I've got to get longer screws.
Okay, there you go.
So it's almost finished.
I am so proud of you.
That's done, and I put together some furniture, and I am almost done. I've been on it Saturday.
You were on it, and it's so fun and to do.
It is when you
get that motivation to do it.
So, yeah, I mean, I've hauled furniture up and down the stairs like mm-hmm. 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. And anyway,
that's awesome.
I did all weekend.
That's fantastic.
Did not watch. I set myself free from football.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest, Mississippi State's not having their year.
And I was
going to watch Tennessee play, but mm-hmm. I was busy doing other stuff.
You were busy.
And so I did. That's what I did.
Well, that's so fun. That was me a few weeks back when I got that bug to like paint those. Mm-hmm. And then I think I physically mm-hmm. kind of drained myself, but you just got to going on it. And now yep. you just do those big spurts and it's really fun. Yeah. I did watch football. I watched because I was cleaning, I was organizing my makeup. So I sat there with my little phone and I watched football.
I watched a little bit of Mississippi State and then bounced back and forth for just a few minutes. But again, I'm going to come back to my word is undisciplined.
Listen. This was the first week that I watched a good part of about 4 games. I watched Mississippi State, Florida, which and then I watched Auburn, Arkansas. Arkansas beat Auburn, mm-hmm. and then I watched Mizzou and Vandy, and that was way too close. Vandy's double overtime.
Yeah, Vandy's doing pretty good this year.
They are, and it was 30-27 in double overtime by a field goal. So that, was a little scary. And then I watched Tennessee-Oklahoma. It was Oklahoma's first SEC matchup, and Tennessee beat them 25-15. But Oklahoma showed up, and their stadium was exciting. But all that is to say, back to what you were saying, this was the first weekend that I really kind of got to see more widespread. And you are absolutely correct.
Yeah, undisciplined. I mean, across the board,
across
with almost every team that I watch.
The quarterback play right now is very spotty. And when we say undisciplined, like, I don't know what you mean exactly. To me, it just looked a lot like the fundamentals of play were not – a couple of times in a couple of different games, and it can be exciting. Like I get it. That's kind of, it can be exciting, but in a couple of games, there was a few times where I was like, this looks like these boys are just kind of scrimmaging, just kind of out there throwing the ball around. And I'm like, it was exactly what you said. I just saw a lot of the amount of turnovers.
Yes.
The amount of interceptions and fumbles.
One of the things that I watched with Mississippi State is Florida fumbled it. And when they fumble, you fall on the ball. That's fundamental. You fall on the ball.
Absolutely.
The Mississippi State player just kind of bent down like he was going to pick it up. Well,
I know. Well, because he wanted to pick it up and run. He wanted to pick it up and run. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of overreach of like, I'm just out scrimmaging with my buddies and I'm going to try to scoop that up and run. And I'm like, dude.
Fall on the ball.
That's not what you do in this game.
Yeah. Right.
You are not out having the Thanksgiving, family football game.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be, I don't want to ever overly criticize these young men because they are young. They are doing a lot. And
But we've watched a lot of football over the years.
I'm just saying, it was very bizarre. The amount of in a row, interception this team, next play, interception the other team. Fumble. I'm like, what is going on? Y'all protect the ball. Stop. Yeah. And I know it happens, but it really felt that way. The other thing that was noticing, last year was a little rough year with the officiating, but the officials were very chaotic. Yeah. Literally, like not all of them. I don't want to, but the several of the games I'm watching, it was like at one point the whistles blew. And I can't remember which game it was, but it was to see if something, it was going to maybe be a touchdown. There were officials are looking at each other kind of like,
yeah, I've noticed that too.
Call. And I'm like, yeah. And I understand. I mean, I don't want to be again. Yep. Am I an official? No. Do I play one on TV? No. But you make the call you see. Uh-huh. And then you can talk about it. You don't look at your buddy over there and go, I mean, maybe I have this all wrong, but it just seemed like so many plays, several were overturned, several. It was just like, guys. It was chaotic. Okay. Yeah. It was a little chaotic. The last thing I want to say about football was I need, you didn't watch the Tennessee game?
I did not. No.
Tennessee, okay. It was a fun game, but it was on ABC. And I tell you what, I'm going to need the announcing booth for the ABC announcers to not be directly by the Tennessee marching band. And Joni, I'm not even kidding you.
Oh directly, my gosh. That was
directly.
Yeah.
Like I could not hear the announcers.
I thought you were going to say they were biased to one team or the other. Cause
maybe they were. I don't know. I couldn't hear them.
You couldn't hear them.
That I literally couldn't. I said to Tim, I'm like, Tim, what the heck? Every time.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. They sounded great. They sounded wonderful. Congratulations, you know, the Tennessee Volunteer, you know, band. Y'all sounded real good. But I promise you, Joni, they were right next to them. And I'm like, do y'all have walls? Are you in the middle of the drum section? Well, where are you sitting? Because you could not hear them to the point where, and turning it up didn't do, because it just made the band louder.
Right.
And I had to turn it down because I just was like, well, I'm just not going to hear you guys talk because I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And I thought, if someone at ABC could just, if one of the sound engineers could have done a little checky check and kind of been like, hey, first of all, I don't know why the announcer's booth is directly by either one of the marching bands. That's probably not a great spot for them to be. Two, could we have walls and a door? Because I promise you it was all open. They were just right there. And three, adjust the mics. Adjust the mics. Because I'm a professional. I have a microphone. My microphone was like $100 and something and it works great. You don't hear the marching band. So it was triggering to me. I was a little triggered by that. But, you know, what can I, you know, it is what it is.
So what great words of wisdom do you have for us this week?
Okay. Like I said, I might need an intervention because the brain overwhelmed. So then I'm upstairs. I have a design corner this week.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get to a design corner. Okay. So, cause I know I'm like, I can do this, but I was upstairs in Avery's old room and redoing the bookshelves and putting a bunch of books up there and arranging them, all this stuff. And I found her little collection of those Funko Pop, you know, those Funko Pop dolls back, the little figures with the little big heads, little cute, you know, whatever. Well, I found on the bottom shelf all these, I didn't realize she had that many, and they were all Harry Potter ones because we were big Harry Potter kids and family. So they were all these Harry Potter ones, and I was getting them out, and then I arranged the Harry Potter books, and I'm like, oh, let me put the little Funko Pops up there with the Harry Potter books.
Cute,
and then, it's real cute. It's real cute. But then I was like, I was missing some of the ones that I wanted. Some of my favorite characters weren't there. And I'm like, so what did I do, Joni?
You went and ordered some.
I did. I went on Amazon, sat myself down right there, and I ordered some Harry Potter Funko Pops. So that's the situation here.
Okay.
Is I have very important things that I need and should be doing. Should I be spending money on plastic kids figurines?
No. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But they're going to be so cute. And I got some of just the ones that, because I'm like, where's so-and-so? I'm like, what do you mean we don't have so-and-so? What is this?
So one of the designer things that you have talked about in the past is your lighting.
I was going to talk about that today.
And like, well, I'm going to give you a lead in then. So when Holly was here, we are redoing a room here, and we bought about three lamps and another light shade to go on another lamp. And, you know, and it makes such a difference in the room to where it comes from a stark room to just very cozy. And even Ron came upstairs and he said, wow, these lamps really make a difference. And shockingly so. And you have said that a number of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there is your lead in.
Well, that was like prophetic and amazing. Cause literally I looked at my little list of tips and my eyes fell on lighting and I was like, oh, absolutely. I need to talk about that today. Because particularly when we start to get into this time of year, you know, our houses are getting darker and they're getting darker earlier. And so, and our moods and just all the things, right? We're heading into fall, we're heading into winter, and we need things to be lit. And like you said, cozy and feel good in our homes because we're going to have maybe entertaining more, all the things. So that is exactly right. That is today's design corner. And it's about layered lighting, okay, or lighting in general. And that's so great that because I agree with you. When we walked back up in that room, I'm like, it just, the little cozy lights.
A whole nother feel. What is layered lighting?
So layered lighting is just like, when I think of that, I think of like just different kinds of sources of lighting in the room. I mean, they can all be lamps or whatever, but like typically, you know, first of all, like ceiling lights are not great, you know, bedrooms will have them and that's fine, whatever. You don't have to ever turn them on or you can, you know, whatever. But it's like the idea of you have different levels of light, either dimness, brightness, tall, you know, floor lamps, desk lamps, corner, you know, look at your dark corners. Mm-hmm. Rooms will get dark corners. Every, you know, if you're in your room and you're wondering kind of, oh, it just doesn't feel, you know, whatever, light the corners, even if you're not have a chair there, whatever, just kind of get some light. And then that diffuses those dark corners. So, but then you have a little lamp where you can read, right? So it's just sort of different layers or levels. I'm obsessed with everything being dimmable or turn. I have a dimmer problem. Bad. I have a bad dimmer problem to even the lights and the lamps that I have. You know, if you can get a three-way bulb in some of them, that's great. I always go with the 30, 70, 100, not the 50, 100. What is it?
Yeah. Cause sometimes you really want that dim.
You really want it dim. And 50 is almost a 60 watt bulb. That's fine. But then you'll never use the 100. Who's using 100 watt, you know, in a lamp? You're not trying to have a tan bed, you know, situation. So, I like they're kind of hard to find sometimes, but they do come in.
Yeah, because we were looking at Lowe's the other day.
And Lowe's has 50,000 light bulbs. Yeah,
but they did not have that one.
They did not have it. So, but it just starts at like, is it 30? Making it up now. No, I think that's right. It's like 30, 70, and 100.
Okay.
So I like those. I like, you can get for any lamp that you have, if it's not a three-way or not whatever, you can get dimmers and attach them, plug your light into it, and then you'll have a dimmer, little cord that has a dimmer on it for any lamp you have.
Oh.
And it's magic.
Do you get that? Can you get that at Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
you can get that on Amazon. Okay. There's different ones. There's ones that are like little discs that just set real kind of simply, and you tap them and it kind of makes them into a three-way, like it'll go do 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 up, and then there's ones that'll have a little slider bar. I've got both and they are magic. So if you you know, have a light that's not, because you know, lamps are not cheap and you don't want to go out and have to buy a whole new lamp situation, but yes, dimmable. Anytime I get a switch in a room, like these lights all in here, they're all dimmable.
Yeah. So I still have a corner in there that I need to put like I need a little table and a light there. So I need to look for a three-way lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So just, you know, get, this is a great time of year to really start to work on it. And it's so fun because today, so here it's going to cool off this week. We're going to be high in the 70s. We were, you know, hot last week, but it's going to be high in the mid to upper kind of 70s. And today has been rainy. Like I woke up early, my coffee, and it was raining, and it's been cloudy absolutely all day. So I've been inside and doing stuff, but I have something I'll talk about later that I actually got up and going today to help with the lighting situation. Okay. So go work on your lights. Another little trick that I saw someone do, that's fun if you want, you know, say See, because a lot of times, you know, again, lamps are expensive, all the things. But say you have a lamp and you don't like the base, or the base is kind of outdated, or it's not kind of big enough or the look you want. You can take a basket or a planter, really, anything you want. And you can stick, as long as it's, you know, so that the top of the lamp and the shade can be kind of outside of it. And you can stick a lamp in that and just have the cord come out the back. No big deal. I mean, if you want to get really exciting and drill a hole, but you don't have to. Yeah. Come out the back and you can have a whole new base with any basket you have, or a planter, or a brass pot, whatever you want.
Okay.
And stick your little lamp up in there.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So
look
you
at
know,
you, so smart.
Well, I saw it somewhere. So someone else was smart first. So I'm just passing on the smartness.
Pass it on.
I'm passing it on. So what do you have coming up this week? Anything? Now, did y'all have your homecoming game and everything? Is that
we
done?
Did have our homecoming game. Okay. And yes, that's done. They, okay. you know, had all the crowning of the homecoming queens and the football queens. We had the parade downtown, and
that's,
you know,
right.
I only got shot with silly string about five times.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was stationed. I kind of low key love the parade because, I mean, it's nerve wracking, you know, anything can happen, especially it's just, but
you've got kids driving a car, who knows what's
you know,
happen.
So,
oh, Lord.
But I'm stationed, they send faculty out, you know, throughout the town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm stationed right downtown, right down from my house. So when my kids went to lunch, I came home and grabbed a lunch and I made an iced coffee and walked uptown and sat there and watched the parade and let the kids squirt me with silly string and cheered them on. And then I got to walk home and decided that, you know, I might as well just stay home because I only had 20 minutes to get back. It would be done by the time I got back. So
exactly.
Anyway,
oh, no.
So that was, I did that. And I catered the press box and it was our superintendent's birthday. And it was our chairman of the board's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And our lady that does all the finances at the high school, it was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I made beef tenderloin and I felt bad. I'd been Googled these. Wes sent me a recipe for shotgun shells.
Oh,
smoked
uh-huh.
shotgun shells.
Okay.
They're not as good as I had hoped that they would be, but you take like hamburger meat, ground beef and Italian sausage, mix that together and you stuff it in a manicotti shell, uncooked manicotti shell.
I didn't know how that was. You told us about that last week or something and I was concerned about that.
And you put cheese and cream cheese in it, wrap it in bacon and you brush barbecue sauce over
it. That sounds like a big slimy mess.
Well, it really wasn't, but it was like, it tasted like meatloaf.
Yeah.
It was like meatloaf in a, and that's kind of what it, it wasn't
pasta with barbecue.
It wasn't as good as that. So, but we did that and we made a bunch of jalapeno poppers and I had a tiramisu and an onion souffle.
Oh my goodness.
And $1 million dip and something else, but I don't, guacamole.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Were they all just happy as can be?
Oh yeah. And so, but listen, here's what we did, because, you know, it's such a pain hauling stuff up. And I'd left some equipment up there, so that wasn't too bad. But I put everything in just aluminum trays, and I stacked them up in the Hulkin bag. And boom, we were up there through the aluminum trays.
That bag, it's a winner.
The Hulkin bag is fantastic.
The Hulkin rolling bags. Go get one if you are anybody.
Yeah, seriously.
If you are anybody.
And
if you're
I even
a mom
used
that needs
it
to do groceries or errands, you know, anything you empty out your trunk, you put it in the bag.
Yep. And look, and so today, and I've got a large one, but so I'm going to the grocery store, like, and we're feeding like 80 people on Wednesday night. So I'm buying groceries for 80 people.
Right,
here.
Right. That's a lot.
And I just roll out my Hulkin bag and I put all my groceries in there and roll it in and unload it. And I don't have to make 15,000 trips.
It really holds a lot.
My car. Y'all, it's, check out the Hulkin bag.
Yep.
For sure.
I have a little, or like a medium, and I have the large. And I had a large and I gave it to Avery when she moved because I was like, I brought it down there and I'm like, oh, girl, you're going to need it.
Well,
this
yeah,
bag.
Yeah, for sure. Living in cities and stuff. And she's having to park out in that garage.
She parks in the garage, rolls it in, gets in her elevator, rolls it down the hall. And she's like, it is the best thing. And I'm like, yes. I know it is. And then when I use it, my smaller one, because when I do grocery runs for my mother-in-law, for Susan, and, you know, again, same kind of thing. It's up in an apartment, so I can just throw the stuff in that and I roll it. And I can't tell you how many people have stopped me and been like, what in the, like, family members of people living there, they're like, what in the world is that? I'm like, it's
something
miracle.
You must have. It really is, y'all. Yeah. Hulken.
Sponsor us.
H-U-L-K-E-N.
Mm-hmm. Hulken. Yeah. And they're sturdy. Like they're
and they
thick,
come in
plastic.
Beautiful colors.
They really do.
You know.
Yeah.
But and you know, my rollers have not, I mean, I kind of, anytime you've got anything on wheels, you're like, okay, when's this going to give out? I mean, we're still going strong here.
Yeah.
There's no glitch in it. There's nothing. It's
now mine are a little unwieldy to steer. Sometimes like, I feel like the steering is on my little one and maybe that, but it's totally fine. You just have to kind of, if I kind of pull it with the front handle, it doesn't, it kind of gets a little wild, but maybe it's because I have lightweight stuff in it. I don't know. But anyway,
I don't know. Mine's been perfect.
Good. And that's what the thing was. These were designed for, like, I mean, the ads, when I first started seeing them, it was like, this is for, like, you know, city schlepping, like New York, like subway, like, you know, people that is their life. I mean, it works for all of us, but, you know, imagine living, you know, I'm sure Thatcher, stairs.
I mean,
he doesn't even have an elevator. He's got to walk up, but even so.
I mean, especially, so Avery's is, she parks in a garage and she has to walk through this whole garage, which is a good distance. It's not like I'm saying it's like, you know, a garage attached to a house.
No, it's
and
a
then
big,
she's got to go into her building. I mean, she would be making, 10 trips.
And I mean, it's just her, you know, she doesn't get a lot of groceries because it's just, but still you can get it all in there. Easy. All their little, you know, whatever. It's just been a lifesaver. She's like, Mom, this is so good. I'm like, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I gave her my, I was like, here, because you need it.
You need it. Yeah.
Ordered another one. Oh, yes. That's not even in my top three this today, but it should be. It's a good one. It got well for Christmas. Like, you know, it's not too early to start doing Christmas stuff.
Right?
Man, if you've got a, you know, really anybody, they're just such a, I used it for my craft, you know, for my vintage stuff. I've got my whole little kit in there that I take to the booth with all my cleaner and tags. And I, you know, it's just whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
You can find a good use for it. So excellent. Awesome. I ordered a new bra. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted when it comes in. I have high hopes. It was highly recommended by our friends who don't know they're our friends yet on the Big Boo Cast, Melanie and Sophie. They, you know, we haven't met them yet, but, we'd be buds. Anyway, they had a Patreon, thing. Anyway, I don't even know how it came up, but they talked about this bra and I'm like, I'm going to get it because once again, I'm always on the quest.
Yes.
For the perfect bra. We all are. We spend so much of our lives, you guys. This is why women, this is why the patriarchy.
So Ron sent me.
Because we are looking for a bra.
Ron sent me a thing that women, first of all, I don't know who would do this, but women who wear their bra 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, have a higher risk of breast cancer than people. And I'm like, who's going to wear it? Look,
who's doing that?
As soon as, I don't know, because as soon as I walk through the door, that thing, and if the bra is off, we're not going back out.
No, that's the sign. We're done. It can't be reversed. We can't put that back on. But who is going around wearing a bra 24 hours a day?
I don't know. But I mean, it's just another reason.
Well, they got more than that. They got a mental, they got something going on up there in the brain because nobody's got time.
Take that thing off.
Oh, we don't have time for that. So I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. I don't want it till I have to get it. And then I have to give it a good testing.
Okay.
But it's from another one of these online, you know, things that everyone talks about. So Lord have mercy. We'll see.
That's right.
Okay. Are you ready? Is it time for your recipe
by any chance?
Or did you have
Monday?
Something else you wanted?
No. I just was going to say, you know, last week we talked about the importance of sitting down as family and eating together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the other trifecta of that, one of the elements was family vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And we briefly touched on that, but, y'all, I just encourage you, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just go, even if you go to a nearby lake, mm-hmm. or a nearby park, mm-hmm. go out and hike somewhere. I mean, y'all, there's just funny stories that happen and create those bonding times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do not have to spend a lot of money. If you, you know, if you can and you can get away somewhere, you know, big, go and do those things. Right. Don't put it off, you know.
Yep.
It's if you can do it, do it. Don't wait for tomorrow.
Absolutely. And like you said, it can be little spurts. It could be just a long weekend or one, you know. Right. I know with kids with young kids, it's very difficult because you end up as the mom, especially getting everybody ready is a lot, and packing it all up is a lot. So do it low key. Look, do something low key.
We went camping a lot when they were little.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's a lot. You got to do all the food.
I know you got to do all this stuff, but let's just be honest, Tali, you and I do it a little bigger than probably what some people may do.
I don't know. Back in the day, I don't know. I'm just saying it is.
We did.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm just saying it's work.
It is a lot of work, but it doesn't have to be a lot of money.
No.
You know, it does make all that work though worth it.
It does. It truly does. I don't regret any of it. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and just the stories and the good times that come from that. So
yes,
fall is coming. Go take a day hike, go to a pumpkin patch, do something, mm-hmm. but get out of the house, get away from the screens, get and just bond a little bit. So mm-hmm.
that's just a great encouragement. I love it.
You know, but that does have to be intentional. You know, it's not just going to happen, mm-hmm. because if you sit there and put it off and think, oh, it's Saturday, what are we going to do today? Mm-hmm. You're not going to do it.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yep. And it's hard with everyone's schedules, but
it is.
We did a lot of like day trip with my kids. And then as a kid in my family, just to neighboring little towns, the neighboring small towns. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be, if you're not a hikey family or a campy family or whatever.
Little festivals,
little towns. There's a whole, I mean, every state has them. There's several around here, and it's maybe an hour, hour and a half, excuse me, drive. But you know, there's little downtowns, and then you find the little ice cream parlor and
in St. Louis, I mean, cities, y'all have so much more than I would go walk around the zoo like every single day.
Oh, I know. When my kids come home, we're still like, zoo?
Zoo? Yeah, I want to go. Okay. The little river otters at the St. Louis Zoo. They're so cute.
Even I can just stare at all of the animals for so long. It's like, oh my gosh. And the boys are kind of like, all right. And we're like, but the tigers are moving.
Yeah. 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 Love it. So just,
that's a good encouragement.
Yeah. Build those relationships. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's my recipe. We're still in September.
Yes. Barely.
And so, I know it is coming to it's coming to a quickly end. Mm-hmm. It's coming to an end very quickly. wow. So, I just want to hit maybe another little tailgate thing, and I'm going to start getting next week. I'm going to start getting into some of the fall kind of comfort food things, but mm-hmm. so it's just a little tailgate food. This is a sweet onion bacon jam. Mm. Oh, it is good. You know, spread it on, you can put it on just little baguettes. You mm-hmm. can put it on cream cheese. You could put it, it's a really good, really good thing.
Ooh.
So you're going to take about 1.5 pounds of bacon and chop it up real good. Not mm-hmm. cooked yet. No, you're going to cook it later.
Okay.
But
okay.
Chopped, uncooked bacon. You need a Vidalia onion diced. You're going to need kosher salt or just salt. I don't do kosher salt really. 1/2 cup of light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of water, 1/4 cup of sherry vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons of chopped fresh thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper.
Oh man. This is gonna be good.
Just get a big, like your Dutch oven or something, and then you're going to cook your bacon. You're not eating raw bacon. You are going to cook it, stir mm-hmm. it till it's crisp, and then you're going to remove that bacon with a slotted spoon, let it drain on paper towels, and reserve about 1 tablespoon of the drippings there in your Dutch oven. Add your onion and salt to that and cook mm-hmm. it until it's tender.
Mm-hmm. In that bacon grease. You cook it up in that bacon grease.
Up in that bacon grease. Mm-hmm. That's right. Which they are now saying is healthier for you than like any of these oils and stuff, except for like olive oil. But
yeah.
Instead of using vegetable oil or anything like that, they're now saying use lard. Well, use your animal fat. So
okay, there you go. I know all the beef tallow stuff.
I'm like,
this is what people have been cooking with for a million years.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that it's healthy for you, but better for you than
Be careful.
So you've got your onions in there, and then you're going to stir back in your bacon, your brown sugar, your water, your sherry, thyme, pepper, and red pepper. Cook it and just keep stirring it for about 10, 15 minutes till it's thickened. Then you are going to take it and put it in the blender. You're going to pulse half that bacon mixture until it resembles like coarse meal. Does that make sense?
What resembles what?
Coarse meal.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I'm with you. I thought you said a horse meal for a first time.
No.
Well, I can picture that. Okay. That's pretty chunky, but
like
whatever.
Coarse meal. Like
I got you.
Cornmeal, but coarse.
Thicker. Bigger pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then you're going to stir that into your remaining bacon jam, let it cool down to room temperature, and just refrigerate it in an airtight container. And probably it'll hold. Sorry, I just lost my headphones. It'll last for about 2 weeks.
Okay. That's not too hard. Like, I mean, that's some steps, but like, you're not making like a jelly. I don't know. You're not having to
it's really not that many steps. You're cooking bacon and onions.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to chop them up, but
yeah,
that's not that big of a,
that'll be great on that on pork, like on a pork chop. Or a pork tenderloin,
chicken.
Drizzle that.
Put on chicken. Yeah.
That sounds so good. I'm always hungry when I talk to you and then drink my coffee. Still drinking my coffee today.
And I came in straight from my day and grabbed a cup of coffee and said,
that's where we are. Gosh, yeah. This is where we are. Well, that sounds outstanding, everybody. That is a perfect for so many different things. So
yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. Number one is a good lead-in from your little recipe that you just did, because I have another Trader Joe product and I have a link. You can get them on Amazon. So I'm always, because I'm like, you know, I hate to recommend and then people be like, we can't get that. We don't live in a city. I'm like, you can get it on Amazon. And it is their maple spiced nut mix.
Okay. I bet that's delicious.
This is a seasonal, you know, they got all their seasonal stuff right now. So if you have a Trader Joe, go up in there. But let me read to you. I got this just on a whim. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is maple, rosemary, almonds, and pecans with red and black pepper, sweetened dried cranberries, and pepitas.
Okay, that's all my favorite stuff right there.
It's when you were talking about that maple, that jam,
yes,
or bacon, I was like, and then you said the red pepper and the thyme. I'm like, and so I'm going to go back and get some before they run out, and I'm going to bring some at Thanksgiving. To our little, but you guys, they are so good. And like, I mean, I like nut mix. They're all just glazed and crunchy, but again, it's the seasoning. You can taste like the rosemary and then just a little bit of the pepper, and it's very maple. Mm-hmm. They are really some of the best like spiced nuts, to where I'm almost like, maybe I don't even have to make my sugar spiced nuts at Christmas. Maybe I just
Then
just pop those out in a situation. So,
and you can get them on Amazon.
You can. There's a link.
Okay.
Get them on Amazon. They are so good. Okay, so that'll be part of my dinner tonight. It was part of my dinner last night. I had cheese and dip.
Very good.
Anyway, number two. All right, number two. This kind of goes along with the design corner about lighting. So I got out today. I know I talked about them last year, but I got battery taper candles with little, they come with holders, but you can also put them in. If you have a holder, you can just stick it in a holder. They're battery candles. I'm not a huge battery. I'm not a huge battery candle lover, but it's not because I don't know, big candles sitting out. I just like the light. I like real candles.
Right. Yeah.
But for these situations, these are these tapers. They're really pretty. There's all kinds of different, you know, ones, but I'll link the ones I got. And they've got that little bit of drippy look on them. Like I said, they come with a plastic kind of dark bronze looking holder, so you can easily set them wherever. I think they also come with window, like sticker honors if you want to do them in window. Yeah. But they look really cool. And again, this time of year, like I'm fully like fall and, you know, I don't do a bunch of decorating for spooky season, but I'm like, let's get like moody and spooky and warm. And you can have these and set them around. I had them last year, all fall and into the winter. And I mean, I don't think I replaced the batteries. I mean, maybe you have to once, but not, I mean, but here's the thing. So you turn them on and the ones I got, there's a remote. So you turn on in the area, whatever candles you want to come on at the same time. And you click the remote, you can do 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours.
Oh, that's nice.
You hold it and they all kind of flicker, like, cause they all go, oh, okay, we're connected.
Yeah.
And then every night at the time that you start it, they will come on at that time and stay on for that time.
Okay. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It cause they come on and I set them like, it was like 3:15. Cause again, it's starting to get
right.
So like 3:30, 4, all of a sudden your little candles, I have some on the mantle. So I have taper ones, like I said, but I also have, and I'll link these too. I have these cute little votive, they're kind of big votives that are actually made out of real wax. Like they feel like real wax and they have this little funny little flame. They all flicker. I like the flicker ones because you want it to kind of flicker. Yep. You don't want like, you know, and so I've got these little votives. Same thing. They don't have the remote, but it's like when you turn them on, then they will come on that same time every day. And I think they stay on for 6 hours, 5 or 6 automatically. Okay. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I'm going to have to get some of those for my little, you know, I've got some little ceramic pumpkins that I
That's
got.
That's exactly right. They're perfect the pottery. For that.
Yeah.
I've got some glass, like brown, beautiful, dark brown kind of glass pumpkins that I got from Target last year. They're so gorgeous. There's no holes. You can't do a real candle, you know, anyway, but you put these in there and they just come on in the evening and start flickering. And you are like, I am in House Beautiful.
Yeah.
I am now in Home and Gardens. I am now on the Home, you know, network because I have these candles.
Because you have the candles.
Because I have the candles.
You are somebody now, Holly.
I am somebody because of the candles. And this year, what I did, I'll take a picture and I'll put it on social media. Maybe I'll send it to you for the thing. I have this beautiful old, it's really simple. It's old, it's rusty. It's a candelabra. It's an iron candelabra. We used them from my house growing up. We had two. I don't know where the other one went. I need to get it too. I snatched this a long, long time ago. And I've always used real candles I used to have it in my dining room, but now I switched it to my breakfast room. And they just hold tapers and they're kind of crooked, you know. And I've always done real candles in them. And I love to do that. It's beautiful. But I was like, man, you know, they burn down so fast and they drip. And and I was like, but for this season, I just stuck those tapers up in it. And they're all lit up. And so I have this like light fixture over my table now.
It's awesome.
And I don't have to light it and they don't drip and they'll just come on and make me happy at 3:20 or whatever, whenever I got them on every day.
That's fantastic.
They run out. So get you some battery fun candles. Like I said, I've stuck them on my mantle. They're great for on my bookshelf, my dark bookshelf. I've stuck like a little taper and they're just
the remote control is fantastic because I've got some that I put up that, but you have to go and turn them on. And
that's the thing. I don't want to turn them on. Yeah. No, I want them to come on as, because I'm using them. I'm using them as a light. Again, I'm kind of using them as that layered light, not using. And then I have my real candle in the middle of the tape, you know, that I will light and I will still use and all that. Yeah. But these are kind of part of that layered light that I'm doing, but now I don't have to think about it. So that made me really happy. All right. The last thing on my top three, my number three thing is my Dolly and Reba t-shirt that Joni gave me last week. And it says Dolly and Reba 2024. It's all patriotic. Make America fancy again.
Yes. Love it.
And
love
it. Yes. Yeah. Is my entire personality until after the election.
I'm wearing mine Wednesday. I have my whole, you know, week's worth of stuff out that I'm doing. And I'm wearing mine is coming out Wednesday.
Yes. So it's out. Yep. I love it. You will have to post the link because I don't.
Well, I don't know that there's a link. So here's the deal. It was a fundraiser for the Carl Perkins
Center. Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Here. And so
they
just made these.
You can get it somewhere.
I don't know.
All right, I'll try to look it. I'll try to look it up. But it's so cute, you guys. It's all patriotic. It's really cute, and I love it. So, but see what I did? I cut the collar out.
Oh, you did.
I cut collars out of my t-shirt because I just can't stand. And I didn't do a V-neck, but I did a nice even. So now it's kind of slouchy and just I'm on fire.
I like that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Cut your necks out. That'll be another tutorial.
I just want you all to know I am a Holly Royals copycat. So
listen,
she's got good ideas.
Well,
I can't
sometimes,
help it.
But don't buy the Funko Pop dolls.
Yeah, I'm not going to go do that, but.
Don't need that.
So I do have, as we close out here, I do want you to plan a visit to come down here because when I went and got the almighty butt pellet, I did talk to the people at Flourish about coming on it and doing our podcast with us because they have, and they said they would love to, but they really talk about healing, like at the cellular level.
Yes.
And so we had a really good conversation and I just think that they would, provide a lot of good information. Mm. And I said something about us. Yeah. My friend Holly is talking about coming down here from St. Louis and doing this. And she said, oh no, she doesn't need to come from St. Louis. She said, we can find her a place.
Yes. And I assume there's a place here, but I would love a recommendation from them because it's just, that actually would be a really great thing. I don't know that we could get it in before this, but like early spring, we can schedule a time and I'll come down and we will sit and have a whole discussion. I think that'd be really great.
Well, because nobody talks about this and nobody talks about all natural healing. We are
not
in
very
a
many.
Big
not
pharma
very many.
World. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think it would be a good discussion for us to have.
I think it would be. And our target, this is who we're talking to. We know we're big with some 20-year-olds. We're big in the 20-year-old market. Apparently there's several of them. There's several of them that follow us. So I'm not discounting that, but let's be honest, our kind of target niche.
We're a middle-aged woman.
Yeah. Is y'all and us, and it's ourselves. Yeah. And we are very much here to, as we all transition and as we're empty nesting and as we're
and aging. Everybody will give you all kinds of information when you're having babies. The people are really quick to give you all kinds of
more than you
want to know, all kinds of advice. But when you reach this age and your body starts going through those changes,
it is like
the secret vault. Nobody talks about it.
And they're doing it now. People are.
Yeah.
But it's just within the last, I'd say less than 10 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe at the moment women have started being more, and part of it's because it's kind of personal. Like who wanted to talk about, but now we're just like, listen, we're over it because we don't want to be crude, but we're like, look, it's a part of health. It's a part of nature. Yeah. It's a part of our lives and we need information and the medical people need to start studying women in their medical studies.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, excellent. We'll wrap this up and y'all can look forward to that in this possibly.
Yeah. We'll get that on the books. I would really love to do that.
We'll make that happen.
I'm going to go remove the brassiere, keep the Reba shirt on, Dolly and Reba. And go get on my couch and just binge some TV tonight. I'm going to binge. Tim is not home. He's out for the evening. So it's my dog and me and my maple spice nuts and some kind of movie. Okay. I don't know what yet, but that's my plan.
I'm going to get on the treadmill and eat a Factor.
I will have a Factor. That does sound good. All right. We are so glad you're here, guys. We hope you're having a fantastic week. Whatever it is that you're up to. And we look so forward to talking with you again next week. Until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
I love my shirt so much.
Isn't it great?
It's
a great shirt.
I'm just going to wear it. and just,
and you froze.
I'm frozen. Oh, you're frozen. Oh yeah. Okay. Listen, that's our sign to sign off.
You froze. Listen, you completely froze. I don't know what you were saying, but it was like the robot was dying and went.
All right. That's our sign to get off.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. Bye.